I create magic in my life by my words. I create magic in my life by my words. What are the words that I speak that create magic in my life? What are the things that I do and that bring forth magic in my life? How do I accomplish that? How do I accomplish things that bring forth magic in my life? Well, I accomplish things that bring forth magic in my life by being the kind of person that I am. And you are. You too are a very magical person. You say to your children, "You're wonderful." And they express that wonderfulness, that quietness, that beauty, because you spoke your word and said they were wonderful. You tell your children that they are geniuses, and they go out and act like geniuses and express like geniuses, and they are geniuses. You tell your neighbor, "Thank you so much for doing what you just did. That is so fantastic. I'm going to take those clippings for the flowers and put them in water, and before you know it, I'll have lovely flowers like you do. Thank you, thank you, thank you." And that's magic. That's magic, because then you can be sure that the neighbor is going to remember you the next time they have some more clippings that they know you might enjoy. Magically, you created them in your world. Yes, magic, that's true. Magically, you created them in your world, and you didn't even realize you were creating them. You didn't even realize that you were putting a cause in motion to bring about an effect in your life that is so wonderful, so fantastic, that you just have to call it magic. You just have to call it something beyond what you expected, beyond what you dreamed. You might look at your yard and say, "Gee, let's see, what kind of flowers do I want to put in the hedgerows in my yard here? What kind of flowers would I like to have? What are my favorite flowers? What kind of flowers? Oh, my neighbor has some lovely flowers." That might be a good start for my thought. Okay, next time I go down to the nursery, I'll pick up a couple box of little potted plants and begin putting them in. And then my neighbor calls over, "Hey, guess what? I bought too many plants that I have no place to put them. May I share some with you?" "Well, sure. Sure, happy to have them. I was just thinking about putting some flowers in, and watching you putting flowers in made me think about it even stronger and made me think, wouldn't it be wonderful, magical, if I could just plant a bunch of flowers? I was going to go down to the nursery and get some pottings for it and some seeds and ready to go." Well, you don't have to go. Here's the ones that I'm not using. I have two or three boxes of them. You might enjoy them. Wow, that's about as much as I was going to buy. So, do you call that magic or not? It surely is. Do you call that wonderful? Oh my, yes, it's wonderful. Do you call that something that is really spectacular? I create magic in my life by my words. Now, I didn't speak my words to my neighbor. I spoke my words to myself, and I saw in my world things being done. I saw in my life things being accomplished. I saw something happening, and yet I didn't need it. I didn't want it. I just saw it as something pleasant to be there. I always like flowers in my yard, and I always like this and that, but when I saw my neighbor with the lilies of the valley and the various other things that he had, they're so beautiful. They're so wonderful. And so, next thing I know, here I have, I'm heir to all of these wonderful things that my thought and my word to myself brought out. I'm ready. I'm ready for living in a world that's filled with magic. And it's magic because I put the cause in motion. It's magic because I create magic in my life by my word. And I do it every moment indeed. Now, I'm driving down the street, and I'm saying, "I am the ideal chauffeur. I am the ideal chauffeur." Now, the ideal chauffeur drives and has nobody to his right, to his left, nobody in front, in back. He's just open like a book. He drives down the road freely, easily, perfectly. No one disturbs him. No one causes him to second guess what they're going to do. They're out of his way. The chauffeur drives his car untouched, untouched by any other car around him, or untouched by any other driver at all. And every driver looks over at a chauffeur-driven car, and they know it's a chauffeur-driven car. There's a feeling about it. And they say, wow, that driver drives beautifully. He doesn't drive fast. He doesn't drive slow. He just drives moderate, and he drives perfectly. And his passenger always feels like he's floating on a cloud, not like he's in some sort of a race car. Wow, yes, I drive like that. I am the ideal chauffeur. I am the ideal chauffeur, and I surround my car with my pure white light of love, and my way is open before me. Everything I do is beautiful and good. I don't demand this. I don't require this. I just speak my word, and I say that it is done. And lo and behold, it is done. And if there is a detour or anything that comes along, I am aware of it far enough ahead so that I'm in the proper lane to take the proper detour and not be disturbed by the clogging up of traffic, because there is no clogging up of traffic. The way before me is open. The way before me is free and clear. I am the ideal chauffeur. And as the ideal chauffeur, I create about me miracles and miracles and miracles and magic. And the magic I create is by my word. So, I walk into the house, and before I walk into the house, I say, all is in harmony and balance in my home. All is in harmony and balance in my home. And I walk into my home, and it's magic. My home is harmony and balance. Everyone is loving. Everyone is gentle, caring. It's our nature. It's our way of being. It's who we are. And all is done. Now, I do that purposefully. I say, all is in divine order in my home, not because it needs to be there, because I know that they're all upset, but it's because I say, the way is open before me as the ideal chauffeur. My home is surrounded by my pure white light of love, and everyone in my home is harmonious and joyful, and all is good and very good. All is peaceful and very peaceful. All is love and wonderful love. But that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about, and that's how all things function. All things function in that beautiful way, because I create magic in my life by my words. I create magic in my life by who and what I am. I create magic in my life by knowing that in my divine thought, in my divine mind, in my divine life, I am the creator of all of the magic and mystery that life has to give to me. And it is magic. It is wonderful. It is fun. It is uplifting. It is exciting. I'm at my job, and my coworkers are acting around me, but I don't hear them at all. I took a taxi cab from Harrisonburg to the Dulles Airport in Washington, D.C., and in the cab, the driver, as we got in, said, would you like to listen to some music? And I said, sure. So he turned on music. And it was music that was not to my liking. It was some very heavy-duty music that was not something I would ever have turned on. And so I just said to myself, okay, I will meditate, and I will listen within. And I don't say I will not hear without, but I will listen within, and as I listen within, I hear everything in harmony and peace. And that's exactly what it was. In no time, we were at Dulles Airport, a couple hours there, and I did not hear the music except at the beginning when I made the decision of what I was going to listen to and who I was going to be. That's what it's all about. That's how it works. That's how it functions. And that's what it's all about for each of us. I create magic in my life by my words. And you say, well, those are just mundane things. My friend, those are magical things. And the more magical things I create like that, pretty soon I'm on every level in ideal magic and ideal goodness and ideal wholeness. And that's what it's all about. And that's what I'm all about. I create magic in my life by my words. Join me in this wonderful adventure, because it is already happening to you. You just have to be aware of it. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.